Welcome to Point Radio, episode 2. It's a super warm, late August Sunday here. I'm sitting here sweating like a pig, wearing barely nothing. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to write in, you can do so at pointradiocast@gmail.com. You can also find links to any of this music at pointradiocast.com. Go to the music page. Anything you click and buy through there, you'll be helping me out, supporting the show, so be appreciated. This shit takes off. I'm going to need some serious bandwidth dollars, so get on that. This show, I went through my entire CD collection. The plan was I'll pick the best 10 CDs, and I'll play a couple tunes from each. So I just started digging through them, and ended up picking 20. So what we're going to do is going to be a two-part episode. The idea is if I had to get rid of all my fucking music, and I got a lot of CDs, which would I keep? I can only keep 20, so this is what they'd be. Really solid shit. I'm going to do 2 songs from each disc. There'll be 10 songs on this episode, 10 on the next. And yeah, we'll be playing them in chronological order from when they were released. Maybe recorded, whatever the fuck info I could find on each one. So we're going to kick this shit off with The Misfits, Static Age. This was recorded in 1978. Fucking beloved by millions. This shit is awesome. Static Age is a great fucking CD. I'm going to try not to duplicate music from episode to episode. Don't want to be playing the same shit over and over again. But sometimes it's going to happen. So you guarantee this episode, the next, you're going to hear some shit that was on episode 1, so if I can deal with it. But here we go. This is Some Kind of Hate. All right, the second tune was Last Caress. Such good shit, man. Misfits is awesome, dude. Just classic old school punk rock. So next band. This is actually, I'm not trying not to do like best ofs and discographies, but in some situations, it's the fucking best thing you can do. So this is Minor Threat off the complete discography. Shit was recorded between 1981 and 1983. These dudes are the godfathers of straight edge hardcore. Ian McKay's shit was awesome in the day. It's odd for me. Anybody that knows me is going to know or think it's fucking weird that I'm into straight edge shit, but the music's awesome. It's fucking hardcore, full of angst. Get on it. This first song's called Filler. Yeah, that second tune was called Out of Step. Minor Threat. Get on it. Anything they ever put out, you can find on that complete discography. So, super, super good. Next up, we're going to fucking do a little bit of Irish tunes for you. This is the Pogues. This is off the Best of the Pogues, which is a CD, like an orange CD with a dog and his face through a painting. Super solid. I went through all the Pogues CDs. I got several of them, but I just couldn't pass this one up. Like I said, I'm not going to try and do a bunch of best ofs here, but with this old school shit, this was recorded between 1984 and 1991. Bit of a span there, but these dudes started like the Irish tunes with real attitude, punk rock edge to it, really fucking good. Many, many bands sprang from the Pogues, from what Shane McGowan did, and it's great, man. You know, Tossers, Flogging Molly, anything of that ilk. This is where that shit started. So this first tune is called Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away babe, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that second tune was called Streams of Whiskey. Like I said, that was the Pogues off the Best of the Pogues CD. Next up, some shit I guarantee you've heard. This is Guns N' Roses off the Appetite for Destruction CD. This is some really good classic fucking shit, dude. It's a bit mainstream, I get it, you've all heard it, but it's fucking awesome. That's all I gotta say about it. This first tune is called It's So Easy.
So
Yeah. That second song was My Michelle. Like I said, that was GNR, Appetite for Destruction. Super, super good. Next up, gonna do a little Midwest fucking punk rock. This is Sloppy Seconds, and the CD is Destroyed. This was released in 1989. This is just classic Bad Attitude, obnoxious Midwest punk rock. Super, super good, dude. If you like this, they got three or four CDs. They're all pretty fucking solid. One of the few bands whose live CDs, I think, hold up really well. So, like I said, this is off the Destroyed album. This first song is called Blackmail.
Your daughter, wreck your home. Call long distance on your phone. Eat up all.
Yeah. That second song was called Steal Your Beer. I think I stole too many fucking beers today. A little fucking buzzed up for 5 o'clock on a Sunday, but what are you going to do? Speaking of beer and ice, can we all just fuck off with this ice bucket shit, dude? Remember when people just did their share without needing fucking recognition from everybody on the goddamn planet? It's fucking irritating, dude. Fuck ALS. It sucks. I get it. The cause is decent, and I'm not knocking the cause. I'm just knocking the fucking toolbox bucket bullshit that I fucking had to nonstop look at here. It's kind of fucking on my nerves. So I recommend everybody just try and do your part without needing a fucking pat on the back from all your Facebook friends. Anyways, back to fucking tunes, man. This is fucking Bad Religion. The CD is Against the Grain. This was released in 1990. It was hard to pick a Bad Religion CD. They fucking have 20-something CDs, albums. They're all, maybe there's one stinker in the bunch, but they're fucking good, dude. It's really solid. If you want some more Bad Religion recommendations, let me know. But the old punky shit is really great, and their newest stuff, you know, coming out 2013, 2014, whatever, is fucking good, man. It's evolved. It ain't all gritty and shit like it used to be, but it's still fucking solid, man. Well-written, well-thought-out lyrics. He's always got that anti-social, anti-government, anti-society kind of political swing, but fuck it, man. It's pretty cool. These guys are always kind of nerd punk. Usually when I say nerd punk, it means people who think they're punk rock listen to it, and people that really are punk rock see them and think they're not fucking punk rock. But whatever the fuck you think about it, I've always enjoyed it. So here you go. This first tune, like I said, is Bad Religion, Against the Grain. This first tune is off the, it's called Flat Earth Society.
Shivering from cold. I'm not sure, but I think that he was trying. He told me about the weather and something on the pay. But tomorrow he said, I'm gonna surely walk away, walk away. I'll be a parade and I'll be determined that no one shall dissuade on my way. I'll take my sweet time and burn all the bridges that I'm leaving behind.
Yeah, that second number was called Walk Away. Like I said, Bad Religion, Against the Grain. Pick that shit up. It's a good fucking tune, man. They got a lot of good shit out there. So that was 1990. Jumping into fucking 1992. Social D. Fucking Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. I've been a fan of Social Distortion since, fuck, man, early 90s. Probably about the time this came out, maybe. Early high school years for this guy, but this is some fucking serious, just old school, man. One of my first punk rock influences. It's classic, dude. Mike Ness has a very fucking nailed down sound, man. You recognize him on no matter what he plays on. The old shit's really awesome. Some of their new stuff's pretty hit or miss, man, but this shit, like I said, badass. So this is Social D from the Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell album, and this first tune's called Making Believe.
Darling, when you're not with me, you're somebody's love.
All right. Yeah, that second tune was called Sometimes I Do. Like I said, Social D, somewhere between heaven and hell. We're going to stay in 1992. This is the Gits. This CD in question here is called Frenching the Bully. The Gits are fucking awesome, man. If you're not into it, fucking get into it. Even their live stuff is fucking gloriously awesome, man. If Mia hadn't been killed, I think there'd be a ton of more awesome music in the world. So fucking good. First fucking track from the Gits Frenching the Bully is Another Shot of Whiskey.
We'll be right back.
And that second tune was Second Skin, Forget's Frenching the Bully album. Super fucking good. That was 1992, like I said. Heading down the road a little bit. From 1996, this is The Queers with Don't Back Down. The only reason I can fathom why Green Day made it huge and The Queers didn't is because The Queers named themselves The Queers. These dudes fucking blow Green Day out of the water. It's fucking great. It's just a poppy kind of nerd punk. These dudes are still touring today. I fucking seen them a few years ago, and they're still just rocking out. Dude, Joe Queer is awesome. The tunes are awesome. Even their new CDs are fucking solid. True to form. Good shit, man. This first tune from The Queers Don't Back Down album is called Born to Do Dishes. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. That second song was Love, Love, Love off the Queers Don't Back Down CD. One more band before the episode wraps up here. Jumping forward to 2001. This is Tiger Army from the Tiger Army 2 Power of Moonlight CD. It's a bit punk. It's a bit blues. It's a bit psychobilly. These dudes have a really unique sound. I really dig it. It's fucking solid. If you're at all into psychobilly or rockabilly, definitely check them out. Their older stuff's way more rockabilly. They evolved a bit, but this is still on the cusp of that. So this first tune is called Annabelle Lee off the Tiger Army 2 Power of Moonlight album.
Yeah!
All right. Second tune was Under Saturn's Shadow from Tiger Army, Power of Moonlight. That leaves us in 2001 at the end of episode 2. Contact me. You can write me at pointradiocast@gmail.com. You can hit me up at pointradiocast.com and see a listing of every fucking band I've ever played on here. You can find links to where you can buy the shit and support the show. That'd be appreciated if you want to hear more of this. If you're in a band, you want to send in your tunes, fucking get on it, man. Email me some shit, pointradiocast@gmail.com. You don't get dick but a little airtime if you get on the show, but maybe that's what you're looking for. If you have some other music that's in this vein you think I would like, go ahead and shoot me off an email. That'd be great. Maybe I've heard of it. Maybe you'll enlighten me. That would be great. That's all I got for you all today. Later.